It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Scott Ian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being on the show. We're here to talk about Mr. Bungle. You're on the Mr. Bungle record, the first new album in 21 years, and it's revisits some of the first material that the band ever recorded on the record, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny from 1986, the demo tape. And in addition to material they wrote but didn't record during the same period, and it also features reimagined covers of the likes of SOD and Corrosion of Conformity. Scott, what's absolutely essential when it comes to giving existing music a fresh coat of paint?
Well, you know, this is, I probably have a different answer if it was a different scenario, but this, I mean, to say existing music, you'd have to use that term really loosely with this, because if you're familiar with the original demo from 86, then you would know the quality of the recording. And this is nothing against, you know, Trevor or, and the guys, like, at the time when they did it on his little four track and everything. But, you know, you could go on YouTube and listen to, you know, what is probably a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy uploaded to YouTube, and you'll see what I mean. So this wasn't even a case of giving it a fresh coat of paint. This is really the first time it's ever been properly recorded. So I don't think anyone was approaching it as, okay, this stuff already exists and, like, people are familiar with it and we're just re-recording it. I think everybody's head was thinking that this is the first time anyone's really going to hear these songs ever, including the guys in the band. Like, it's the first time they've ever even heard these songs properly recorded, where they can actually hear what they did. Like, so that's what makes this case kind of different. It's not like when a band goes in and re-records, like, say, some of their greatest hits, or re-records an album. So maybe, you know, so there's a lot of reasons to do that. Usually it's to own the masters, so when a big TV commercial comes along, you get paid and the label and the publishing company don't. But you know, this is totally different than that. This is the first time anyone's really hearing these songs, you know, actually recorded.
Scott Ian from Anthrax and Mr. Bungle with us. Mr. Bungle's The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo is out now. Here's a tune from it, Raping Your Mind. Mr. Bungle on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Scott Ian is with us this week, and we're talking about Mr. Bungle's new record that Scott is on. And the original Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny represents the early days of a young band. What do you recognize in those songs that was similar for you as a young musician?
Well, definitely the riffs. When Mike first approached me to do this, he already knew I was a big fan of Bungle. And he said, look, you know, stay with me here. We want to put the band back together, and we want to record the original demo from 86. And he's like, are you familiar with that? And I was like, yeah, I had a really crappy tape of that. And he said, yeah, we want to do it, but the only way we'll do it is if you and Dave Lombardo are in the band, because that way, like, we'll have the guys that influenced us in the first place to even write those songs. And, you know, I took it as obviously a compliment and all that, but I didn't really take it all too seriously because, I don't know, but maybe I have a hard time taking compliments in general, but especially from Mike Patton. And but then, you know, they started making new demos of the stuff. Trey and Trevor started making new demos of all the songs so we'd be able to learn them, because there's no way to figure out. They couldn't even figure out what they were playing by listening to the old demos. Like, that shows you where those old demos were. But so they started making new demos, and they'd send me these demos they were making. And I started hearing the riffs, and then I understood what Mike was talking about, how Dave and I were a big influence, because I could very much hear SOD and Slayer and Anthrax and Possessed and Suicidal Tendencies and I could hear a lot of the influence on the music, because they were writing these songs in 85 and 86 when all of that stuff was, you know, it was the genesis of that whole scene of thrash and of crossover and hardcore. And so the riffs were very, very familiar and recognizable to me. You know, if I jumped back into my 1986 shoes, it all made sense. The arrangements, on the other hand, made zero sense at all. You know, 7-minute songs with literally, I'm not joking, like 93 changes in them. And so already, even then, in 86, these guys who were teenagers at the time were so far ahead musically than any of us other bands at the time, like us or Metallica or Slayer or Megadeth or any of the other bands I've mentioned. They were so far ahead of us musically, but nobody knew, because nobody ever heard this in 1986. So it's kind of mind-blowing when you hear the degree of difficulty in this music and what they were writing and what they were doing at such a young age. It kind of puts the first Fungal album that came out in 1991, it puts that record into much more perspective when you hear what they were doing with thrash in 1986. It kind of blows my mind.
Scott Ian with us. We're talking about Mr. Bungle's new record, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo, which is out now. And of course, the band has a live stream event happening this weekend, and it'll be available for a few days after. Quick break. Coming up next, we'll check out a new tune from Hatebreed. Of course, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta also coming up this hour, and more with Scott Ian. It's Full Metal Jackie. Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us this week, and we're talking about the Mr. Bungle record that he's on. Again, the first new album in 21 years. And early on, Mr. Bungle was influenced by thrash metal bands. What's surreal about interpreting music that, to some degree, was originally influenced by you?
That's the only thing that made it, that kind of made it less intimidating and seemingly an impossible mountain to climb. Because, like I said, I did recognize the riffs. I understood what Trey's right hand was doing on the guitar, and that's what really clicked in my brain and made me able to listen to these insane 7-minute arrangements and know that I get this. It's nuts, but I get it. I understand the riffs, because yeah, a lot of it was directly influenced by stuff I was doing back then. So, you know, it's nice. It's just nice to be a part of that circle now. You know, the circle has closed.
Scott Ian of Anthrax and Mr. Bungle with us on a Halloween weekend. Mr. Bungle's The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo is out now. Gonna take a break. Coming up next, music from Typo Negative. Not that we need it to be Halloween to have an excuse to play Typo Negative. We'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. And more with Scott. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us this week. We're talking about the Mr. Bungle record that he's on, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny. And although you're primarily known for Anthrax, you've also been involved with other bands playing various styles of heavy music. What's musically satisfying about playing with Mr. Bungle?
Oh, man, it definitely brings me back to that time. You know, this is music that was all written in that time period, in 85 and 86, at the genesis of what was to become, you know, the thrash metal scene. And so it really puts me back into that time and place, mentally and physically. It, you know, just remembering being in a room with my band, Anthrax, you know, and writing what was to become Spreading the Disease at the same time. Like when they were writing this stuff and writing the SOD record in 1985, it really puts me back in that time and place, because all of that aggression and all of the riffing, it's from then, yet we're doing it 34 years later, which is, to me, the coolest thing about it. It's like someone I opened a time capsule that I found, and I found this thrash metal record from 1986 that nobody has ever heard, and it's brilliant. So it really, and I get to be a part of it, and it happens to be Mr. Bungle. So just the whole thing, everything about it is amazing for me. The whole experience is just incredible.
Scott Ann from Anthrax on the show with us this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Judas Priest, King Diamond, and more with Scott Ian. It's Full Metal Jackie. Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us this week. Again, we're talking about Mr. Bungle's new record, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo. And the band that re-recorded the demo also performed it live earlier this year. What's the long-term plan for this lineup beyond The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny?
The original plan was to play shows around the release. We would have put together a run of dates. I don't know specifically where and when, but it would have been around the release, you know, and through November probably. Certainly more U.S. dates, and there probably would have been some Euro dates. And I mean, I know we want to get down to South America because Mike Patton's like basically the king of Chile. We want to go to Japan. We want to go to Australia. I mean, we want to get to go and play more shows. The shows we did together in February were so much fun. And it was basically like just scratching the surface. And then we went straight from the shows into the studio because we would never be tighter than we were at that moment, and went straight into the studio and made the record. So, but we want to play more shows. When, you know, that's anybody's guess, of course. That goes for every band in the world is in the same boat. So, but yes, at some point in time, we're hoping to play more shows. And the great thing about it, if there's any silver lining, is that people will certainly know the songs by the time we actually start playing some gigs.
And I have to say, you know, I'm a huge Mr. Bungle fan. I had a chance to see them, you know, a couple of times early days. This wasn't a Bungle show, but one show I saw in New York was Mike Patton with John Zorn at Knitting Factory. 100 years ago. And it was
That's so weird. I think I was at that. Well, I know they did it a few times, but I was at a Patton and Zorn show at the Knitting Factory.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was when you were still on the East Coast as well. And like, I remember it was like, it seemed like an hour and a half of them making animal noises.
Yeah, I seem to remember. I remember it was Patton and Zorn, and then there was this Asian woman sitting in front of like, I don't know if it was like a keyboard or she had like a synthesizer, and she was like making all kinds of crazy noises with her setup. And Patton was basically just, yeah, making guttural sounds into a microphone.
I remember John, very clearly.
And John Zorn was playing insane saxophone.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was an hour of that. It was insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But for the whole hour, I was completely compelled. I was compelled to stay and listen to it the whole time.
I know, me too. Like, I was like, what is this? This is so weird, but I can't leave. I just can't. Yeah. I can't look away. But, you know, that's Mr. Yeah. Bungle. You know, anything that anything around Mr. Bungle and Mike Patton, I mean, I guess you sort of never know what to expect. Scott Ian is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Mr. Bungle record, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo, is out now. And of course, make sure you catch their pay-per-view live stream. Quick break up next. A new tune from Deftones, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Scott Ian. Genesis, new music from Deftones and their latest record, Ohms. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian of Anthrax, and Mr. Bungle with us. Again, we've been talking about the new Mr. Bungle record, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo, which is out now. Let me ask you about Anthrax, too. I've been reading a lot about, you know, that, you know, new music. I know you guys aren't going to put anything out until, you know, touring picks back up. But anything you want to reveal about, you know, how the new music is sounding?
You know, I know I said that in an interview, but, you know, it's not like anything is written in stone. That's where I am personally right at this moment. 6 months from now, who knows where the world is going to be? We don't know. Maybe things will be closer to being back to normal. Maybe they'll be further away from being back to normal. I mean, nobody has an answer to this. So anytime someone asks me about that, I really don't have an answer. So I think when I, you know, yes, in my brain, I don't want to put a record out until I can play shows. That's what I want to do. But of course, I don't control the world, and I don't control what's going to happen with COVID. And I think I could safely say we will certainly be ready to make a record next year. So I think we will probably go do that once we're ready to go do it. There would be no reason to like have a record finished and then just sit around and not record it. So I think once we actually feel like we're ready to go into the studio, we'll do that regardless of where things are at on the planet. And then, you know, and then just take it from there. You know, at least it'll be in the can, and then we'll be able to make a decision on best course is for us to take at that point. You know, that's everybody, you know, look, you're in the same boat, you know, everybody's, there's no rules anymore. It's a completely different playbook, and everybody's got to figure out what's going to work.
Totally. Totally. And can you tell us about how you're feeling about the new music?
Well, I love it. What do you think I'm going to, it's terrible. Oh my God. What are we, I don't know what they're thinking.
Listen, we're itching to hear anything, any news about the new music, because we're very excited that new music is to come. So anything you're willing to share is great. If you don't want to,
yeah, it's, that's you know, too. It's always hard for me to answer that because, you know, it's just, it's more Anthrax songs because it always just sounds like Anthrax to me. And I don't really go much deeper than that. If I had to describe it, if like, let's say comparing it to the last record, it's definitely riffier. There's more riffs. The songs have more riffs, I feel like, than the last record. There's already definitely more up-tempo and fast stuff. But then again, we also aren't finished writing. That doesn't mean the fast stuff we've written is going to go away. There's just, we're going to probably write more songs. And then we'll see what the album's going to be. But it's definitely riffier. And I think it's definitely faster. If I had to like come up with two ways to describe it compared to 4-0 King.
Scott Ian with us. Pick up Mr. Bungle's new record, The Raging Wrath of Easter Bunny. And we're all anxiously awaiting what is to come in the world and with Anthrax. And thank you so much for taking the time. It's always great to catch up with you, Scott.
Oh, cheers. Thank you, Jackie.
And stick around because we've got more metal on the way.